Unit 34B. Activity 1.
Alexander, can you please stop playing on your phone and focus on pneumatics for a moment? We have to do a lot of research to gather all the necessary information and finish our presentation on time.
I am not playing on my phone. I'm reading this Wikipedia article. Here, listen. Pneuma is an ancient Greek word for breath. It also means breeze and wind.
Yes, I've read it too. And according to Wikipedia, pneumatics is a branch of engineering that makes use of gas or pressurized air to perform mechanical work.
Yeah, right. Okay, but we should also include some examples. Where can we see this technology in our daily life? Are there any examples for pneumatic systems given?
Let's see. Yes. Air brakes on buses, for example, and the air brakes that are used on trains and trucks also use the principles of pneumatics, just to mention a few examples.
Pooh! Sounds quite complicated.
Not at all. You play football, right? You can understand the basic principles of pneumatics when you know how to pump up a ball. Pneumatics is just a simple method to compress air or gas from a low pressure to a higher one. Look at this illustration showing how to pump up a ball. Air is drawn in from the atmosphere and compressed by a piston pump. The compressed air is then discharged into the air hose that actually acts like an air tank. The pressure increases as more air is added. At the end of the air hose, there is a valve. As soon as the compressed air passes this valve, the ball will get inflated with air.
Okay, your explanation was really good. I know how to pump up a ball. What about office chairs with adjustable height, the doors on buses, and handheld jackhammers?
Yes, these are also examples for pneumatic systems, of course.
Okay, then we should include these examples in our handout too. Just a second, I'll write the headline. Application of pneumatic systems, and then I'll add the following examples. Air brakes on buses, trains and trucks, inflate footballs, office chairs with adjustable height, doors on buses, handheld jackhammers.
Sounds great. And let us add and label some nice pictures and we're done with the first page of our handout.
Super. And what about the details? Shall we make a second page after having a short break?
Good idea. Let's have a coffee break.